Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Scott Tunnicliffe. There are a lot of ways people view the river and come to have a regard for it. Some live near it and admire the flow of life that symbolizes the flow of time. Some sail on it and feel its majesty and its power. Some bait a hook on a pole and stick it in the water. This is not to be confused with fishing. And reflect on the relative unimportance of our own existence in the scheme of things when set alongside nature's wonders. My view of the river was formed back in 1965, during what that generation referred to as the Great Flood. Residential and commercial property, along with streets and rail lines, were disrupted as the Mississippi rose higher than anyone could recall. It also found its way to the storm and sanitary sewers, causing the animal inhabitants to relocate, just as dispossessed home and business owners did. This migration was a cause for concern as people began to fear the animals indigenous to the sewers might come into households via lines heretofore uninhabited. Rumors of people getting bitten while on the toilet were rife. So it didn't surprise me much when my father, who was a professional engineer and land surveyor, told me he had a civic duty to perform for the American Red Cross, to take soundings in the sewers and calculate the extent of the migration of the floodwaters into Davenport's storm and sanitary sewers. Nor did it surprise me much when, as a 10-year-old, I was told that I was best suited to climbing down the manholes to measure the depth of water at different locations. My dad and crewmen would carefully lower me down by rope, and I would, with the elevation rod in one hand and a flashlight in the other, record how deep the water was at the bottom of the manhole. Since we already had records that located the manhole and knew the gradient of the sewers when they were installed, the progression of the water could be calculated. We only had a few manholes to gauge the depth of, and it was only done until the river's crest was reached. Nevertheless, it was memorable and formed my impression of the river as a mighty body of water that could make quick work of the best mankind had to try and channel her. I also emerged with a much better feel for the likelihood of a rat coming up our toilet.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.